Welcome back to the Finsiders. We continue to get you ready for the Dolphins and the Patriots this Sunday up in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Talk about that. Happy to welcome in defensive end for the Patriots, former Dolphin Rob Ninkovich joins us on the Metro PCS hotline. How are things up in the greater Boston area right now?
Yeah, good. You know, I think, we're getting to the meat of the season now and, just working hard, trying to improve and get better each week. I had a tough one last week. So, trying to move on from that and, focus in on a big division game.
What's the sense up there amongst the players on the Patriots team? Starting to hear some external criticism, which I know means absolutely nothing to the players, but then you look at the record, you look at the roster, and I think if you're on the other side of it, it's like, man, there's still a lot to fear with this New England Patriots team. How confident are you guys as a group right now?
You have to definitely ignore, any noise that's outside the building because, really it doesn't matter, what anyone thinks or says. We can control, what we do on the football field. So, that goes just to preparing well and, trying to put together, a good three-phase special teams defense, offense, all playing together to play a good, sound, total football game. And, that comes during the week. You got to put in the time and effort, during practice and, preparing well for your opponents. So, I think anything that's said outside the building, we're definitely not even paying attention to it.
Certainly makes a lot of sense. Defensive end from the Patriots, Rob Ninkovich, is with us. Does it feel like there's an identity shift taking place or maybe has taken place with this Patriots team? And perhaps it's more on the offensive side of the ball than on the defensive side of the ball. This year as compared to the last couple of seasons, does it seem like a different kind of identity that this team has?
Well, I mean, every year is different. You're going to have, there's always change in the NFL. That's the one thing that is constant. There's always going to be something that you have to adjust to. There's always going to be ups and downs of a season that you have to deal with. And, I think right now we're just focusing on playing the Dolphins, and that's, knowing that that's going to be a huge game for us. And, I think that, again, that just comes back to focusing in on, what your goals are. And, taking it week by week, you can't really look at, the years past, or you have to worry about the future, and that's this weekend.
Certainly makes a lot of sense. So let's talk about the Dolphins as we preview Sunday's game with Patriots defensive end Rob Ninkovich. What have you seen from this team on film as you get ready for the game?
Well, they had a good good quarterback who likes to throw the ball. He can run. He's definitely a guy that can hurt you. If there's a big opening to where he can run into. Receivers are explosive. With Wallace, he's a fast guy that can get down the field. And I think, you got to watch out for Miller and Thomas as the backs. And if they throw a, Sieg Penn in there, you got to kind of also watch out for him because he's a fast, big play type guy that can, break a big run on you. So you just got to be, smart in who's in the game. And, I think, again, the offensive line, their centers, really good center. And, he's one of the better centers in the league, so got to respect him a lot. And 42 Clay, I also think that he's a good tight end that has been in there to make some big plays for him. So overall, good football team. We got our work cut out for us. We got to make sure that we're really prepared to play a tough football game.
Obviously, some potential for change this week. They trade for Bryant McKinnie. He may or may not, start at this point. Does that change anything for you guys during the week, if there is some personnel shifting around up front?
No, not really. I mean, you watch the tape on who's in there, and, if Martin jumps over to the other side, vice versa, you just, whatever happens, you just go out there and you play. We've had some experience with him in the past, playing with him in the regular season and the playoffs last year, so. I'm aware of the type of player that he is, a big guy that, you gotta definitely make sure you bring some weight behind you, when you're going against a guy like that.
It's one of the largest human beings I've ever been around in my life. Patriots defensive end Rob Ninkovich is with us as we preview Sunday's game. Everybody down here has been talking about pass protection and the offensive line. I'm talking fans and media, obviously. When you're watching tape, as a professional getting ready to go up and face these guys, and you're seeing a team that has struggled protecting the quarterback at times, what kind of goes through your head as you're watching that tape?
Well, I mean, that's one thing that every week you go in and you watch the tape and you see, the things that other teams have done to to affect certain things that that team is that you're playing with, against that week. You know, so you're always that's what happens with every team you attack. You know, things that other teams haven't done so well at, and teams that have done good job at doing against the team. So I think that watching tape, the offensive line, we just have to do a good job of keeping 17 in the pocket, not letting him run around on us, and trying to keep him contained, because really you can make a move on a guy and beat him clean, but if the quarterback's running around getting out of the pocket on you, then that's trouble. So it just comes back to every week really preparing for what you're about to see and just the different looks that they bring as far as protection.
Really good insight. Rob Ninkovich, the Patriots defensive end, spent a little bit of time with the Dolphins a couple of years ago. Last one for you. You're one of these guys. You're like a fumble recovery master out there. You've got a real knack for it. Is it a knack? Is it something you work on more than an average player works on? I guess the question is how. How have you recovered as many fumbles as you have over the course of your career?
Got to be around the ball. Wherever the ball is, you got to be there, because if it pops out and you're 10 yards away, there's no chance of you getting that ball. You got to be close to the ball at all times. So I really pride myself in really chasing and getting after wherever the ball's at. And when it squirts out, some people try and jump on it, then out of control. You kind of have to slow down a little bit when you see the ball out and just make sure that you get it. Too many times you see a guy dive for it and hits him in the face and bounces around, so you just really have to be under control. And when you see it, realize that, hey, I gotta get this ball. And not get too excited and try and run with it before they have it, kick it, and you almost have to just tell yourself, hey, slow down, pick it up, recover it, and it's yours. So, and it also helps that other guys on my team are helping get the ball out.
Sure. No, that's obviously a big part of it. You make it sound very simple, I got to tell you. You make it sound very, very simple. Yeah, you just got to be around the ball. That's all you got to do. Great stuff. Rob Ninkovich, the very talented defensive end for the New England Patriots. Appreciate your time. Appreciate your insight. And have a good week getting ready for this game, man. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care. Thank you.